You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Alright. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is having a fantastic start of the morning. And yes, Fun Drive has officially ended. However, we are still accepting donations. So whoever has not who didn't get a chance to donate and support CITR, not that it's the only way to support CITR, but financial support does play a big role. We are still open, so please go to citr.ca/donate and feel free to donate as much as you'd like. All right, welcome back to Lean In with Jeff, another episode. Today, we are not going to be talking about a specific poem, but actually I want to talk about poetry in general and how it is a necessity in our lives and how it impacted how I view the world and I guess how much I value poetry and what kind of effects it has in my life. But before we do so, we will get through some notes before we get into the meaty portion of it. Fun Drive did end, and I just want to give out a huge thank you to everyone who came and supported CITR. And I also want to thank the CITR staff members, the execs, for doing such an amazing job. It was truly, truly amazing and really, really fun. I would have to say my favorite part of Fun Drive was actually watching a bunch of rom-coms with CITR staff members and execs, because I think the only time that I would watch a really bad movie is with people, with like other people. And you really get to learn about other people too while you're watching movies with them. I learned that I watch a movie in a different type of way. I guess I just kind of watch it, only watch the surface of the movie and the plot. But I don't really dig deep into it. I don't really dig deep into the dialogue unless it's really, really weird or it really catches my eye. But I just kind of, you know, get into the overall plot of the movie and just enjoy it. But I'd have to say, you know, looking, watching movies with other people, you really get to, you know, find out some things about the movie that are very interesting and are somewhat very necessary to know about. We watched, I think, around 8 or 9 or so movies. They were all rom-coms. The ones that I remember that we watched was Mamma Mia, then Valentine's Day, 13 Going to 30, She's All That, He's All That. We also watched some other movies that I don't quite remember, but they were all very fun to watch. I didn't watch all of them, but very, very exciting. And also, our finale happened last week at Redgate. Thank you, everyone, for showing up and supporting. It was phenomenal. All the bands were great. And it was a fantastic way to finish off our annual Fun Drive fundraising event this year. It is a beautiful sunny day today. So whoever wants to just, you know, take a break and just have a little walk today would be a great time to do so. You know, get some vitamin D in the system. And just enjoy the sun while it's out. It was raining last night, and I think this is a great time to breathe in the air, the fresh air that is being presented to us today. Midterms. I don't know if everyone's midterms are finished. I know that some people's midterms are finished, and I congratulate every single one of you guys. You guys, whoever finished up a midterm, I hope it went well. And you know, I guess we still have another halfway to go through the semester, and I believe that we can all push through it. with a positive mindset, because that is key, doing stuff with a positive mindset. And we will be turning on some songs. I have yet to choose what kind of songs or how many songs I would like to turn on. But yes, before we get into the ads and the PSAs, I would like to ask my audience members one question. What is poetry to you? Think about it. Have it sit in your head for a while, and we will get back.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to citr.ca/donate.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
Well, my mom says I'm cool.
All right, we are back. So, what is poetry to you guys? You know, the mic is going all over the place. Yes, poetry. So I actually took a poetry class in my last semester. It's a creative writing course. And I would recommend anyone who enjoys writing poetry, take the course, because it really, really helps with understanding what poetry is. And you really get a lot of hands-on experience of writing poetry in class and outside of class. So, for me, I think poetry is a way of expressing your own thoughts in a different way. And what I mean by in a different way is in your own unique way. So, for example, my view on what an apple is to me is totally different from, for example, my friends or my family members would see an apple. I can see an apple as a crunchy, juicy, delicious fruit that is red, but some people might view it as a green or a yellow apple that is sour and painful when you crunch into it. Different ideas, but the same thing. And I think this really helped me out with writing song lyrics, I guess. I do, from time to time, try to write song lyrics and stuff because I do enjoy that a lot. And I think that also connects with writing poetry. And what I always question was, there are millions, if not billions, probably billions of songs in this world that are being, that have been created and are, you know, being created. And I'm like, what is there more to talk about? How can you talk about the same topic? You know, like, what is there more to discover? And, you know, if I were to talk about love or breakup or hardships, you know, it's just, there's just so many songs that are about that same thing. So I always wondered, what can I do differently? What can I write about? But that's the same topic in a different way. And the more I thought about it, the more outside of the box that I was trying to think. And the more outside of the box that I tried to think, the more unoriginal it was getting. And that, in my opinion, is not what you want to do. I think to create something new, you just have to write or do something that you think is right or you think just flows how it just goes. You know what I mean by that? So, but I think there's also a problem where when you're writing something, you kind of have a feeling where you've heard about something or like heard the exact same thing happen. And I think that's totally fine too. Whenever I write short stories, whenever I write song lyrics, or whenever I write poetry, there's always a recurring theme or an idea or a topic that I always touch upon. And I think it's because I've been exposed to that topic for too many times. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's fine if you just talk about something that just continues to repeat. Let's say most of my poems or poetry is probably talking about a guy or a person, a single person, going through life in their own point of view, almost thinking about how they are the main character of that life. You know, like that theme of just like that one character, that protagonist looking at something in their own point of view. But I think that's okay. I think from that, you just kind of need to put in more scenarios and more experiences and build character into that protagonist. If you know what I'm saying. It's like, I think poetry to me is just creating or discovering who you are. Because when you're writing from the foundation of how you view the world and how you learn to write, right? And then unconsciously, I think people are trying to figure out what would other people like to hear? What would be something that would act as a twist to make that certain content more interesting and more compelling to the audience? And I think that also is very, very useful. Sometimes you kind of need to know your audience to, you know, write stuff and have people enjoy it. Although you should have an idea of what you want to do as well, but also incorporate that idea. I'm also taking a comedic forms class, which is in creative writing department. And we just finished up our first assignment, which was creating 20 of our own one-liner jokes. And this was by far one of the hardest things I have ever done because this had nothing to follow. Like, there was nothing that I could follow or nothing that I could almost copy out of, not copy, but kind of find, like, I couldn't find a replicate of this assignment. The prof didn't give any, like, examples of 21-liners. We just kind of had to figure out how to make one through a template, which is basically having a clear setup and a punchline. And most of the comedy that I watch is stand-up comedy, which means it's story-based. The comedy, well, the setup and the punchline is existent, yet it's inside a story, meaning the story is also helping out with that punchline, which means that's not a one-liner. It's like a story in a, like, it's like a one-liner in a story. So it's like, it has to be a one. It has to be a whole. And when I was coming up with these one-liner jokes, I spent so long trying to figure out what would people find funny. And I got nothing. Literally nothing. And then I came up with like 5 or 7 jokes within 5 or so minutes when I started to think about what I would find funny and also what did I experience that was funny to me in my own life. And I think that's the thing. You just kind of need to find scenarios in your life that you found genuinely funny and then word it in a way where it would enhance that funny moment. But there's this thing that I question all the time is how do all these comedians have these amazing stories in their life that is just so perfect for comedy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at a stand-up comedy show and you hear the stories that are being said, you're like, how did that happen? Like, what do I need to do to actually, you know, like, how do you come up? It's not, I mean, I do admire comedians as well because they do come up with material that is just insanely funny. And that is an extremely hard job. But on the other hand, I'm like, dude, these stories are just so good. I mean, are they all true? I mean, they're probably not all true. I mean, I guess they put in some other elements to make it true. But I'm just so fascinated of how my life just seems so boring and so normal, I guess, compared to these, you know, other comedians. Like, they just seem so, they're living in like a different life or like a different era than me. It's like all I do is just go to school, get on transit. The funniest thing that can happen for me is during transit. Like, whoever, like, I just hope that some weirdo comes in and does something funny, and then that would be my story. And so then I started to write down the ideas that I would have in my head because I would later not remember what was in my head. And I came up with a couple ideas and I reviewed it. And yeah, it's basically everything that's been going on in my life. And I came up with quite a bit of ideas and they were all original and exactly from my life. And then I realized, maybe my life isn't that boring. It's just I haven't been focusing on the little things that actually might be interesting content. So I think poetry is being aware of your surroundings and where you are, what you're doing, how you see things, then observing other people and analyzing them and really breaking down their behavior and why you think that way. It's almost like poetry is a tool for getting to know who you are, but also how you view the world, and then you write it down. That's poetry to me. I think poetry is a complete necessity in our lives. There's this movie called Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. Rest in peace. He is actually one of my inspirations. There's a quote that says, I don't exactly remember the exact quote, but it says, love, romance, poetry is the reason why we stay alive. And I didn't understand that because my initial idea of poetry was basically writing simple things, very complex, so people think that you have like a deep thought. But no, it's not. It's just you just write what you think is what. It's like answering the why, if we're getting poetic here. Answering the why of the what. I think that's how you put it. But yes. And I hope everyone gets a chance to really dive deep into what poetry is and what it does for you. And I think the one thing that really, really helped me with writing poetry and thinking about it and kind of coming up with reasons why I should write poetry is that it really, really helped me branch out into my ideas and what I think is not quite what I think. So it's almost like I had to break down my original thoughts and then branch it out into things that I that hypothetically might be true and then look back into it and then try to find out what I actually think. And I concluded that everything is what I think. It's like all the time I try to make a certain answer and a conclusion to my thoughts, but I end up, you know, I feel like I think all of these are my conclusions, but it just comes down to what I decide to do. That decision of choosing a conclusion. Do you know? So it's like I always try to come up with an answer to my thoughts, but end up coming up with multiple answers and then trying to narrow it down to one. But in fact, it's all of them are right. It just depends on which one I decide at that specific scenario, depending on how I feel in that scenario, depending on what kind of situation I'm in. All of these contribute to choosing. So I think even if I were to write the same topic, you know, multiple times, every month, every day, even every hour, it might change. And that's okay. It just depends on how you feel at a certain moment. But I think that's also very, very interesting too, because you think that you would have to write something new about something new every day and you would come up with something new. But no, no. Writing something the same thing multiple times will get you into a different direction that you might have not gotten from that one time you wrote it about. So I think that's also a very good thing that I would actually try, I would encourage people to do, is come up with a topic of what you want to write about and then kind of write about it multiple times in a specific time span, maybe like a week or a month. You know, every month you talk about that same snack, for example, and then see how it changes you and then see what emotions you were in that led you into writing about that. And that would help you, I guess. I hope it does. It helped me. And then it kind of helped me expand in my idea of something. I think the one thing that I just keep saying one thing, but I always end up saying so many things. I'll just continue with what I think is that writing poetry also connects you to so many people because you think that you're the only one that's experiencing that certain thing, but in fact, so many other people are doing the same thing. Yet they're just not writing about it or expressing it. And I think that's just so interesting to me because Bo Burnham, I don't know if you guys heard of him, but he's a comedic singer-songwriter and he is an inspiration to me also. He's just, I think he's like a genius. I think everything he writes is so cool and I'm always fascinated with his work. And the one thing that I really, really love about his work is how it's so true and so relevant in some cases to people. And I think that's why he has an audience, because it's just so relevant. And that is actually one of my goals when I'm writing, is to create relevancy, which contradicts the idea of trying to be original. But again, you kind of need to go both ways at the same time. And that's one of the coolest things that I would feel when I'm listening to music or I'm listening to someone present, is when I feel that sense of relevancy and say, oh my God, I feel the same thing. And that is what I want to create. So if I were to write a song, which I hope I do one day, I want to have the audience be like, wow, I never thought about that, but that's exactly how I feel as well. And then kind of have that fun of, I wonder what he's going to say today. I wonder what I'm going to learn today about me. So it's almost like I'm saying things about me, but also letting people know about who they are as well, if you know what I mean. But yes, on that note, I think it's time for a song break. This is Can't Stop the Feeling from Justin Timberlake. I really like this song. It really lifts up your mood, and I hope it does for you guys as well. It's a beautiful sunny day, so honestly, anything you listen to will turn into something that will lift up your mood. So, shall we?
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Yeah.
That was Can't Stop This Feeling by Justin Timberlake. I hope that lifted up your mood just a little bit, because if it did, then I have completed my goal. Songs are so nice, isn't it? It's so weird because a song can really switch your mood. It's like the one thing that is able to make a transition into what you're feeling, or it can enhance what you're feeling, which is so interesting to me. It's just so amazing how these, like, what you hear, it just changes you both emotionally and almost physically too. You just kind of like dance into the music. But yes, I hope everyone had a chance to really think about poetry, and that everyone is probably doing some sort of poetry in their lives, whether it's through writing something, or whether it's through singing, or whether it's through just talking to people. It's just everywhere. You just don't know that you're doing it. And it's so necessary because it helps you, you know, get across what you think in a manner that is not too intimidating. All right. I guess we will get through some fun facts today a bit early. And then next week, we are going to be talking about a piece. I am still debating what I should talk about, or either to choose a poem or to choose a play. I'm still debating. I would actually love to choose a play, a script of a play, or just a script in general, and really look into the dialogue of it and how it's being spoken and how it gives that certain feeling of emotion to the audience. All right. Fun facts about animals. Yes. Porcupines can float. Porcupines can float. Okay, I know that porcupines, the sharp things in the porcupines, are poisonous. So that's their method of the defense mechanism is the sharp thing on them. In the tip of it, it has a poison thingy that, you know, helps them survive. All right. Did you know a hippopotamus can run faster than a man? Yes, I did know that. Hippopotamus, they are so fast that you can't. You think you can outrun a hippopotamus because of its size, but that's just not possible. So don't try to do that. When you are in front of a hippopotamus and you can see that it's going to charge at you, the best thing you can do is embrace death. That's all you can do. It's just inevitable. Octopuses have blue blood and 9 brains. That's weird. They have 9 brains and their blood is blue. Huh. Interesting. Oh, another hippo one. A hippo's lips are nearly 2 feet wide. Oh, yeah, I guess so. This makes sense because, you know, their mouths are like really big. So I guess that's how big it is. Gorillas burp when they're happy. That's an interesting way to signify your happiness, is to burp. I wish humans had that, actually. That'd be so funny. It's like every time we replace the laughs with burps. That'd be pretty funny. There are no male or female earthworms. All earthworms have both male and female parts. What in the world? So then are they, how do you even classify them as then? Male, like a combination of male and female? Oh, that's interesting. Kangaroos can't walk backwards. How do they, I don't even know how they come up with this stuff. How do you know if a kangaroo can't walk backwards? What? I mean, huh. That's weird. A chameleon's tongue is at least as long as its body. That is, yeah, I guess that's, you know what I understand, you know what I don't understand is if the tongue is that long, how is it, isn't it uncomfortable? Or like, I guess it acts as a spring, so then it would retract in the perfect form of its mouth. Huh. Wow, this one's interesting. A male ostrich can roar like a lion. What? I have never heard an ostrich roar, but apparently they can. And if they can roar like a lion, I guess they are interesting. You know what I always question is, like, why is the lion the king of the jungle? Or, like, king of the whatever? I just don't understand. What does a lion have that animals don't? Some people say it's bravery. But the funny thing is, the male lions don't hunt. It's the female lions that hunt. I don't know. Oh, yeah, the males, though, they fight for, like, the tribe, I guess. Maybe that's why. Wow, hummingbirds can fly backwards. Ooh. Flying backwards. I would love to fly one day, if that's possible. It's just so interesting and fun. And I feel like that would really help me with stress. Just like, you know what, I feel stressed today, I'm just going to fly and just go out to like a really high building and just like jump and then just fly and just look at the world in a bird's eye view. And then everything just seems smaller than it is, which technically it is if you're up that high. Every dog's nose print is unique, much like a human fingerprint. That's interesting. I mean, the funny story is that I got bit by a dog when I was in elementary school, I think, is because my friend said, put your hand to the dog's nose and let it smell you. And I said, okay. And I did it. And then I think I either put it up too close or my hands just stank. But it bit me. And that was traumatizing. And I don't know if I could fully trust a dog ever again. Did you know elephants are the only animals that can't jump? So are you saying that hippos can jump? That's interesting. All right. Weird but true, cat urine glows under a black light. Why? What does cat urine have that makes it glow? But I would love to have that power. That's pretty cool, honestly. Nearly 10% of all of a cat's bones are its tail. I didn't even know the tail even had bones. I thought it was kind of like a tongue where it's like muscle, but apparently it's consisted with a lot of bones. Did you know baby elephants suck their trunks more like human babies suck their thumbs for comfort? I guess that makes kind of sense. Like, it's for a reason. All right, we're moving on to weird but true facts. So we're off to not animals. Believe it or not, in Wales, United Kingdom, it is possible to compete in an underwater mountain bike race. How does that even work? Do you have like a snorkel thingy that helps you breathe underwater? Or do you have an air tank? Yeah, that's interesting. Number 4 is the only one with the same amount of letters. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, F-O-U-R is four. Wow. It is illegal to stand within 90 meters distance from the queen without socks on. What? I had no idea. All right, so let's find some interesting ones. An average yawn is nearly 6 seconds long. Yeah, I guess so. It's around that, you know, time. Ooh, what? There is a technical name for the fear of long words. It's called, oh my god, I can't even read it. It's called hippopotamonstrosesquipedaleophobia. That is the word that describes the technical name of fear of long words. And for more language, that's so ironic because it's explaining that someone has a fear of long words, yet this is such a long word. It's like they can't even say it because it's so long if people that actually have this phobia. All right. Someone actually paid $10,000 for invisible artwork. Okay. I always didn't understand why people would invest so much money in an art piece, especially if it's as expensive as almost, I guess not a house, but, you know, like $40,000, $50,000, $80,000, like five figures. But I think I understand now, it all depends on how you view the art and how much it values you. And I think sometimes you can't put a price into what you value. And that's why people invest in art pieces that you just might not understand, but they do. And I think that's also something that's really important is if you think that something is important to you and you really value it, then just value it how it is. Don't try to change it. Because that value is what makes you you. So don't lose that. Cows moo with regional accents. What in the world? Cows have accents? Huh. Let's find some silly fun facts. Some silly, silly fun facts. All right, 100 weird, funny facts that are hard to believe. Oh, this one's not very good. Let's see what we have here. All right. The most interesting fact is that sharks can attack in the womb. Tiger sharks' embryos begin attacking each other in their mother's womb. That's interesting. Ooh, okay. Let's do a couple of human weird facts and end our episode here today. You fart on average 14 times a day, and each fart travels from your body at 7 miles per hour. I don't know if I fart 14. Do I fart 14 times? I mean, I don't know. If I were to count, it would probably be under 10, but apparently it's 14. While you sleep, you can't smell anything, even really, really bad or potent smells. That's so weird. It's almost like your brain disconnects that side of sense when you're sleeping. Your fingernails grow faster when you are cold. That's so weird. Why? Maybe it's like a defense mechanism or something like that. A typical cough is 60 miles per hour, while a sneeze is often faster than 100 miles per hour. Whoa. That's interesting. 20% of all the oxygen you breathe is used by your brain. Oh, I had no idea. Your small intestine is the largest internal organ in your body. So when I was in grade 12, I took bio 12, and we had to dissect a pig. And we actually did have to cut out like the small intestines. And I had no idea how long the intestines are. They were so, I mean, it was a piglet too. And it was around over 3 meters. It was insanely long. And I believe imagine for human's intestine, that would probably be, I don't know, like 10 meters, I guess. I don't know, maybe longer. When you look at a bright sky and see white dots, you are looking at your blood. Those are white blood cells. What in the world? I mean, is this referring to like when you see stars when you get hit or something, or when you like wake up one day and then, you know, sometimes you just see like these little things sparkling? I don't know. All babies are born with blue eyes. What? Oh, wait, I think I heard, yeah, eye color changes throughout time. Well, you know, after a certain age, it doesn't change. But I did hear about how eye color does change. I think along with, like, your hair texture as well, and your hair color does change. It's not always the same as when you're born. But, yeah. Your feet typically produces a pint of sweat every day. I do sweat a lot, actually, so I probably, yeah, I actually don't like to sweat a lot because I want to wear some nice clothing in the fall, but I can't because whenever I come inside, I just start sweating. So yes. All right, we're actually finished with the human facts, so we'll just get through some random ones, and then because we still have a couple of minutes left. One of the ingredients needed to make dynamite is peanuts. That's so weird. But I guess peanuts have a certain ingredient in them that completes the creation of a dynamite. Glass balls can bounce higher than rubber ones. What? That sounds weird. I didn't even know glass balls could even bounce. I thought they would break. Maybe that's a common misconception of glass balls breaking. There are 31,556,926 seconds in a year. That's a lot of seconds. Cans of diet soda will float in water, but regular soda cans will sink. Wait, cans of diet soda will float in water, but regular soda cans will sink? Oh, that's so weird. I'm actually going to try this. This is actually a pretty fun experience that you could try. Oh my god, this one I wish I didn't know. Some perfumes actually have whale poo in them. Whale poo in perfume. And yet we sniff it and we're just so mesmerized by the smell. And we just don't know that that smell could possibly be whale poo. All right, last one. Ooh, this one's kind of dark, so let's end it with a good note. Let's see. I guess we'll do another. Okay. You can cut a pie into 8 pieces with only 3 cuts. What? I don't even know how this even works. This is like a math thing. You could cut a pie into 8 pieces, but you only cut it 3 times. Interesting. All right. Well, that is it for the fun facts today. I hope it was somewhat interesting for you all. But yes, again, I would also like to thank everyone who supported and came to Fun Drive. It was absolutely a blast. Thank you to all the student execs and the staff members. We all did a phenomenal job this year. And to all of you guys who are listening, I hope everything is going well. I hope everyone is not getting sick or anything. Stay healthy and enjoy the weather. It's really, really nice outside. So enjoy it, you know, and think about poetry and how it actually connects to everything in our lives and how it's actually a very, very useful tool to express what you think in a safe but authentic manner. That is it for you guys today. My name is Jeff, and I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Something along the ride, you and I bide our time and I miss summertime. Catch him on the run. Those who love young never ride on time. Watch each other fall and always catch the call and whistle while we're walking. Something inside me dies, you and I. Summertime. Keep on rocking, baby. Keep on rising on the tide. Somewhere along the road. Over dawning, baby. We'll be riding all night. Somewhere inside me. You and I. You and I.
When you talk to your best friend, do you call me your girlfriend? Can we hang all fucking weekend? 'Cause I've been busy, but I'll take time for you.
I'm not trying to be possessed. guess I could go by myself, 'cause I won't bring no.